So we struggle, and this was also discussed by Popper. I have a quote from him in Revealing the Vision when he talked about Hegel and Hegel's being brought in by the Prussian emperor to conquer a very revolutionary and progressive nationalist movement of the people from below. And Popper talked about the fact that nation has these different manifestations depending on who defines it. When it's defined by us, it can lead to a global joining of hands of all nations. In the meantime, as the global economy tries to force, compel everyone to come in, the resistance, some national resistance, was an effort of people to protect themselves from that stripping bare that the global economy has in store for folk. So the more we resisted, the farther off we kept that asymptote, total domination by power. And continuing with the quote, even the proletariat, the class which in his view, Marx's view, had neither country nor nationality, had first of all to wage a national struggle. And we're going to be, as I said, going deeper into and looking at that point in the next few shows or in the shows to come. Now, in Earth terms, this means we the people use or try to use nation defensively, means we refuse to be dragged to a world in which we are utterly stripped and naked, defenseless against global power. And we've clung to this defensive position from long habit and long training, without Nicola's gift to open the broader world to us. And the inertia of this massive mistake called class keeps moving us along as captives toward the destination power wants. It has taken us through earth devastation and the loss of our souls, and we go along, trained as we are to obey, to follow, to wait for the leaders, quote unquote, the smart ones, self-proclaimed, to give us our instructions. Story leading reality means the smart ones, or rather the ones who claim that designation, make history, amass the resources to make the world they want. They hoarded all the certainty, as Platonov said, because only they claimed the all, looked long, took the whole world in view, its shaping seized proprietarily. The world perceived as its to make. But all that's changed. And I submit, as one of our brothers said in that book, Working, edited by Studs Terkel, once you wake that human person up, you can't put him or her back to sleep again. Now they hope to get past this current generation. Let's make sure that don't happen, please.